We begin the current daf in Masechtas Kedushin, daf Nun Hey. We begin on the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and relating to the Machlekes of our Mishnah on daf Nun Beis Mabeis, where the Mishnah there spoke about being a Kaddish, a woman, with different types of things, Hekdish, Meiser Sheni, Karbonis. Now regarding if a man is Makdish, a woman, with Hekdish, things of Bedek Abayis, so we have a Machlekes inverse of Reb Meir and Behuda regarding if you can be Makadish with Shegi and not Mezid, or only mezid and not shagig, which their machlekes depends on how a person can be mechal hektish, and that is, can you only do it b'shagig, when you do by mistake, you didn't realize when you commit me'ila, you misappropriate, you took away from hektish to chulin, and therefore when you're giving it to the woman, then it is your money, and you'll be mechalish with something worth of money. Whereas by mezid, when there's no me'ila, then there's not going to be any chilul, and therefore it's still hektish money, it's not something that's yours to mechalish a woman. Or do you say the opposite, that actually only by b'mezid you could be mekadosh a woman, but by b'shegi you could not, and that was the machlekes we explained on the previous daf. Now, relating to that machlekes, the Gemara introduces the following discussion. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. The Mishnah said, Behema shenimtzis mi Yerushalayim l'migdal Eder. Any animal that's found in the perimeter from the area of Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, which is the name of a place at a certain distance from Yerushalayim, and that same distance in any direction, where there's a concern that this animal could be that it came from Yerushalayim, because it's in the area of vicinity where it could have come from. Now, the majority of animals that come from Yerushalayim are kabbalists. So therefore, you have to be beware that any animal that's coming from that from Yerushalayim and that's in that vicinity, that it could be it's fit to be a carbon. So therefore, says the Mishnah, what do you do when you find this animal? It might be a carbon. If it's a carbon, it's hektish. You can't use it for yourself. So says the Mishnah, zecharim, if you find a male animal, which is fit to be a carbon, oilam. So you have to be concerned that maybe it's oilis, that it's going to be a carbon oilam, which Gemara is shortly going to ask on that, yeah, definitely a male animal could be a carbon oilam, but it could be other carbonas too. Now, in the cave is zivchishlamim. Regarding if it's a female animal, then you only have to be concerned that it's a carbon shlamim. The reason being is because definitely not going to be carbon oila, because the carbon oila is only for the male animals and not for the female animals. That's what it says over there in the Mishnah. Pesach Shkalim, depending if it's a male or female, you'll know if it's going to be, you have to be concerned that maybe it's carbon oila or carbon shlamim. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Elas charim oila sudahava, as we just mentioned, what male animals are only carbonus oila, which are totally sacrificed, every part of it on the Mizbeach. Zivch shlam lahava, but what shlamim it's not going to be. In other words, maybe the male animal is a shlamim, and therefore how could you go ahead and sacrifice every part of that on the Mizbeach when if it's a shlamim, there's only a murim, certain parts that are said to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, but the rest are supposed to be eaten by the kahanim, by the bailam. So how can you go ahead out of doubt because it's a male, bring it as a carbon oila? So Amr Baisha explained, and this is where it comes relevant to the discussion of our Mishnah, says Hacha bebalachiv bidmeim askin. We're talking about a specific case over here, where someone's coming to take liability for the value of that animal. In other words, for sure, as the Gemara's question is, we're not sacrificing this animal itself because you cannot. Even if it's a let's say, for example, the case of the male animal, it could be an oila, but it could be a shlamim. So you don't know which one it is. So you can't just sacrifice it. Rather, v'hachikama. This is what the Mishnah was saying in Masechta Shkalim. If the person who finds the animal wants to rectify it, this might be a carbon, very likely. It's in the vicinity of Yerushalayim. Now, so he takes upon himself the responsibility of the value, which is doubtful regarding this animal, and then to deconsecrate that. In other words, this animal, we don't know which one it is. So you're going to deconsecrate it unto monies, and then that animal is going to become chulan. And then you'll go ahead and take the sanctified money and bring it as a carbon. Now, that's what the Mishnah says in Shkolim. If it's a male animal, then the liability has to be also as a carbon oila. In other words, cheshin and shem oilois were concerned, yes, it could be a zivchish lamim, but since it's a male, it can be also an oila in contrast to when it's a female. So therefore, you have to bring with the monies double. You have to bring a carbon oila and a carbon shlamim. And says Rabbi Yishev, because Reb Meir he, the town of this Mishnah in Shkolim is going like Reb Meir of our Mishnah. Dama that he said in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Mabeis, he said, Hekdish b'mezid mischalil. When you take Hekdish and you deliberately say and you want to deconsecrate it, downgrade it from Kachan to Chulim, you can do that. And therefore, And that was, again, his opinion in our Mishnah, why a man can be Mekadosh Isha B'mezid, but by B'shegig, actually it's not going to create a condition because it's Hekdesh B'toy, she would not have wanted to be a participant and be Mechal Kachim. But his Chiddush, and that's where he argues with Rabbi Yehuda, he holds not only when you do B'shegig, but even when you B'mezid, you can do Chil, it will work, it will take effect, it will deconsecrate it, it'll desecrate it from its Hekdesh status to its Chulin status. Now, therefore, that's how it works in to play the Rebbe Ishii, he explained that Mishnah, so this person could, deliberately, which is what's going on over here, we don't know if it's the oil, if it's shlamim, so we don't know what to do, he's deliberately deconsecrating it to chulin, and then that money will take the sanctity of what the animal is, which one we don't know which one it is, and then through a condition, tonight he'll go ahead and bring two values of it. One will be for an oil, and one will be for shlamim, and he'll say, if it's an oil, if that's what it really was, we don't know what it was, because it's male, it could be an oila. So then let it be deconsecrated on this one that I bring as an oila. And let the second one be a shlamim, but shlamim nadava, which is just a donation, because it's not really a shlam. And if it really is a shlamim, so let it be mechul on this shlam that I'm bringing. And the second one will be a nadava as an oila. But that's how Rabbi Ishii explains that Mishnah, which are relative to these two components. One is that, of course, you're not bringing the animal, because that's doubt. You're bringing the money of the animal, and you're going to purchase two korbanos with it. And also has to be going like Remeir of our Mishnah, and that's why the Gemara is discussing this over here, because only he holds that you could be Mechal Hekdesh, even B'mezer Kodesh Yehuda. You can't do that deliberately, because it's only when you do B'shegig that your Me'ila will remove it from its Hekdesh status. Here, where you're doing it deliberately, you want to go ahead and take it out, because you don't know what to do with it, so you want to resolve it somehow, so you take the monies, and then with the monies you're going to bring two different korbanos. That is only Kodesh Remeir. Now, however, on this interpretation of Rabbi Ishii, the Gemara asks, the Kedushas HaGuv, when something has a physical sanctity, for example, as we're discussing over here, what's called Kachim Mizbeach, we're concerned that these animals were real karbanos ready to be sacrificed, they're just straight, and here it is walking between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. So Rabbi Ishii had said that he's going to be Mechalet, and has to go be going like Remeir, that you could do that deliberately. On that I asked the Gemara, but when it has physical sanctity, Mi Mischal, could it be deconsecrated without a mum, without a blemish? Because that's what it is. You have a regular animal walking by, and it might be a legitimate carbon. So we're saying you're going to be mechalit, because of course you can't bring the animal itself, as Rabbi Ishii answered, because we don't know which one it is. It might be oil or a shlam. Now that the Gemara asks, although we learned in our Mishnah, and Meir holds that you could be mechal deliberately bemezid, but we never learned that in regards to kachim mizbeach. We learned it by kachim bedegabayis, when it has a monetary sanctity, a physical sanctity. Who said you could do that? And actually, what's not? But we learned the Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah that seemingly says clearly that you cannot be Mechal when it has Kedusha as a Guf. In other words, it does not remove it from its Kedusha status to a Chulin status. Because the Mishnah says, Ein Moil Achar Moil B'Mukdashin. You don't have a case of two Me'ilois, one after another, and one principal item of Hekdesh. Now, the reason being very simply is because once the first time you commit Me'ilah in it, so it's already chulin, and therefore you can't commit another me'ilah in the same item. Ella, however, says the Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah, the exception is, bibehema, by an animal of kachim mizbeach, which is fit to be a carbon, and the reason being, and this is what the Gemara is asking, is because when it's tamim, when it has no blemishes and it's fit to be a carbon, it does not get removed from its kedusha sanctity. And so too, ubekli sharis bovad, when you have a utensil that's used in the Beis HaMikdash, that's something that cannot be deconsecrated. And therefore, says the Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah, you don't have Me'ilah Acha Me'ilah usually, but there you will have, because it remains in its Kedusha status. As the Mishnah there explains, Ketzad, HaYireichiv Agav Behema, if someone was riding on an animal which was fit to be, which was designated to be a carbon, Bachaveyavarachiv, now his friend comes and rides in it. All these are acts of Me'ilah, because you're utilizing and getting Hanah from Hekdesh. Bachaveyavarachiv, then a third friend comes and rides in it. Kulamalu, says the Mishnah, they all are committing Me'ilah because it does not remove it from its Hekdesh status. So to Hoyeshesu B'Kleishal Zav, let's say he was drinking from a golden cup, which was from the Kleisharis. And B'chaver V'Shasa, then his friend comes and drinks from it. And B'chaver V'Shasa, his friend comes and drinks from it. Kulamalu, they've all committed Me'ilah. So one thing we see clearly from the Mishnah, Maseches Me'ilah asks the Gemara Rabbi Ishii, is that even if you'll say, Remeir holds you could do B'mezid, Chilul, but that's only by monetary sanctity, by things that, like an animal, which is what we're discussing here in the Mishnah Maseches Shkalim, has a physical sanctity. And as we see that you could continue having Me'ilah because it's not Mechol, it does not become, deconsecrated when it has Kedushas Haguf, when it's Kochim Mizbeach. So that answers the Gemara. Actually, it's not a difficulty on Rabbi Yishai. It actually works very well according to the lines that he divided in explaining that Mishnah Mesech Teshkal. Says the Gemara, Hahi, that Mishnah Mesech Teshkal that you're asking from that says that Ein Moil Achar Moil. Now, obviously, from the terminology actually itself, it tells us that already from the first person, it already was removed to Chulin. Now, in other words, even though it was B'Shoikik. Now, the reason being is because if it was deliberately, whatever it's told over there, that you can't have two Me'ilas, because already from the first Me'ila, it was removed from the Tektish sanctity, is because when you do B'Mezah, there's no Me'ila. Although we keep on talking about Machlekes Remein Behuda, if it applies to B'Mezah too, that's what's called Chilul. But Me'ila, the penalties and the halachas of misappropriation are only when you do it B'Shoikik. So then from the terminology of the Mishnah itself, obviously we're talking about B'Shoikik, because it's talking about the halachas of Me'ila. So that's what that Mishnah is saying, that obviously, because since the first one already did quote Me'ila, so the second one's not going to have a Me'ila afterwards. Says the Gemara, who says that type of a logic, that the halacha is regarding that what's going to remove it is even if you do it B'Shoikik? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda, who he said in our Mishnah that Hekdish is B'Shoikik Mischalel. He was of the opinion that Chilul happens B'Shoikik, not Remeir. Remeir says that actually the chil is only going to happen when you do it b'mezes, because people don't want it to be mechol when they do it b'shaki. And therefore, that's why that Mishnah over there says that correct, when it's a kedusha zaguf, then there's not going to be any chil. But that's because it's going like Rabbi Huda, who, yes, he's a different opinion, as he learned in our Mishnah, where he disputes Remeir in the halachas of chil of hekdesh, and he says it applies by hekdesh, which Remeir does not agree to. And by B'Shoikik, which again, that's clearly what the Mishnah there is talking about, because if it's talking about Me'ila, it's talking about by B'Shoikik. Ha, but the Mishnah Mesech Teshkalim regarding the animal that was found is Remeir, that's going like Remeir, who he says, he disputes in our Mishnah, he says Hekdesh is Mechul, even B'Mezid, and therefore you could say that his opinion would be that even by Kedusha Sakuf, even when it has a physical sanctity, it could also be Mechul. So there's no question from that Mishnah, because actually there are two different opinions, as we find they disputed our Mishnah. Mishnah Mesech Teshkalim is like Remeir, and again, he holds B'mezid, there is chil, not by B'shagig, and therefore, moreover, as Rabbi Yishai explained, it could even be talking about Kedushas HaGuf, that you could be Mechul, whereas the Mishnah Mesech Me'ila is going like Rabbi Huda, clearly because talking about the halacha of Me'ila, which is being Mechalet, that's why, because Me'ila is by B'shagig, and that's why the second guy afterwards cannot go ahead and do Me'ila again, because it's going like Rabbi Huda, who holds that there's chilul by Shagig. And therefore, that's his opinion that you're right, that only applies by Kedushas Damim and not by Kedushas Aguf. But Remeir obviously disagrees, and therefore there's no difficulty in Rabbi Yishai's interpretation of that Mishnah Mesech Teshkal. Now, however, the Gemara asked on this differentiation that the Gemara is explaining, but mid Rabbi Huda nishma l'Remeir, but from Rabbi Huda's opinion, we should infer for Remeir's opinion regarding when the chil is done b'mezid. In other words, because the whole machlokes we find in our Mishnah is only between if it's done b'mezid or b'shagig, where Rabbi Yehuda actually held that chil is only b'shagig, not by b'mezid, and Remeir held it's by b'mezid, not by b'shagig. But regarding kedushas haguf and kedushas damim, we don't find them having any machlokes between them, and therefore, rather the hektish, which according to Rabbi Yehuda would not become mechul in when he holds chil usually happens with b'shagig. We should also say the same thing by extension, that where Remeir holds chil usually happens, which is b'mezid, also should not happen according to the criterion of Rabbi Huda. As the Gemara explains, Lav Om Rabbi Huda Hekdesh B'Shagig Mishal. Didn't Rabbi Huda say that his opinion is that Hekdesh, when is there chil? When it's done B'Shagig, which that's the primary chil, because that's where the halachas and Me'ila apply. And yet he still says, V'Kedushas Aguf, Loi Mishala, when it has physical sanctity, even if you're doing B'Shagig, it's not going to be Mechul. So Remeir Nami, by extension, we should say the same thing for Remeir. In other words, yes, Avagav de Hekdesh b'meidah mischal, although that's the point that he disputes with Rabbi Huda, where he says that the ikuchil of Hekdesh is b'meizid. Now, but Kedusha Zaguf le mischala, but still we don't find that he disputes Rabbi Huda regarding the halacha of Kedusha Zaguf, and seemingly he should agree that when you do Kedusha Zaguf, even b'meizid, it also will not create a chil. Now, however, but that's difficult according to Rabbi Yishai's interpretation of that Mishnah Mesech Teshkalim that seemingly is talking about a being b'mezid mechal even when it has kedusha saguf. So that the Gemara answers, actually no. The chilul, Remeir's opinion in chilul, which is when you're doing it deliberately, is stronger than the chilul of Rabbi Huda, which is when you're doing b'shagig. And the reason being is because whereas Hasam over there by Rabbi Huda, when the way he holds Allah of Chilav, deconsecrating it from Hekdesh to Chulin, which is when you do B'shagig by mistake. Now, intrinsic to Shagig is Loike Mechavan Lafakinu L'Chulin. The person's intention is not to remove it to Chulin. Now, how does it happen? The person did it by mistake. So that's Gzeiras HaKasa, that the Pasuk told us that you become liable in the Karban Me'ila, and therefore, we see that you misappropriated, and therefore that removes it from Hekdesh to Chulin. Now, therefore, it would make sense, according to Behuda's opinion, that when it has a physical sanctity, that's not going to create chil, because even by Kedushas Damim, why should it have chil? But that's the Torah tells you, you committed Me'ila. But by Kedushas Aguf, when it has such a strong sanctity, that chil will not remove it, because you're doing it b'shagig, you're not even intending to remove it. But hach over here, by Remeir's chil, which when you do it deliberately, k'machavan lafkin l'chulin. That's what he's trying to do. His intention is, he's doing it deliberately, is to remove it to chulin, and therefore it would make sense to say that even when you have kedushas aguf, a physical sanctity, if the person's intending to do the chil, that it would apply and it would be machal even by kedushas aguf, and therefore there's no difficulty under Bais's interpretation on dividing Remeir and Rehuda not only along the lines of Bemeiz and Beshagig, but also along the lines of Remeir applying it even by kedushas aguf, and Rebbe Huda applying it only to Kedushas Damim. But the Gemara continues asking under Beishtia, where he explained that the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim is going like Remeir. On that asked the Gemara, Eimah D'Shamat Leila Remeir, where do we find Remeir's opinion, which is what Rebbe Beishtia is using from our Mishnah for that Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, where he says that Hekdesh, you can be Mechalit B'mezit, even when you're doing it deliberately. That's B'kotche Kadoshim, that's by things which are the highest level of sanctity. For example, what's called Kotche Bedek Abayis. Now the reason why that's from the highest level of sanctity is when, that's like when you say this is for Hekdesh, goes to Kotche Bedek Abayis, because that's what's called Kotche Hashem. In other words, it's something that's totally for Hashem. No human has any vested interest in there. Same thing applies to Kotche Kadoshim, those type of animals which are totally sacrificed on the Mizbeach. They have the same type of halacha, meaning it's not owned by an individual. It's like Kachim Bedek Abayis. But Bekachim Kalim Mishamali, did we hear that Remei would extend the halacha of being Mimezin Mechal something even by Kachim Kalim? In other words, the case in that Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, the animal that was found, you could say maybe that it's a Kachim Kalim. We don't know what type of animal. Maybe it's a Shlamim. Now, therefore, ask the Gemara Rebbe Yishai, where do we find Remei saying that the chil will work b'mezid also by kachem kal? Maybe it's something that only works by kachem. That's, we don't find him saying it by kachem kal. So how can you go ahead and use his opinion to explain the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim? So Amalei Hum Rabban, so the Gemara tells that there was a certain rabbi who spoke up, Rabbi Yaakov Shmein, his name was Rabbi Yaakov, he says, kal v'chaymer. For sure that if regarding one area that we could say it, for sure in the one that's more obvious. Why? Because kachem is chalim. If by the chamer, or it depends on how you define it, but by kachem, where even though it's a more severe type of a hekdesh, it's more ingrained in its kedusha, yet still you can do chilul when you do b'mezid. So kachem kam lekoshkin. So for sure, when you have a lower level of kedusha, for sure you could go ahead and create a chilul. So therefore, that's not a difficulty. How Rabbi Isha could have used Remeir, although he only says it by hekdesh, which that's a category of kachem, because yes, if you could even do chil over there, for sure you could do it by kachem kal. Ibn Nami Soto, we learned, that Amr Abcham Bar Akiva, Amr Reb Yisr Reb Chanina, that Omer Meir would say, Hektish b'mezim eschal, b'shegi e meschal, as he says in our Mishnah, the chil happens when you do it deliberately, not when you do it by mistake. Echad kachem, echad kachem kalem. That applies to whether the highest level of Kedusha or the lower level of Kedusha, and he says, because kavo chaymer, Kachem is chalim, if you could do chil even by the highest level of Kedusha, kachem kam lekoshkin, and therefore again that fits very well with the interpretation of Rebbe Yishai. However, as we continue on to Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that Tohi bar Rebbe Yechonon. Rebbe Yechonon wondered regarding this interpretation of Rebbe Yishai. Says, do we go ahead and tell a person, amoid v'chata, get up and sin b'shul shetizke, so that they could create a merit? In other words, every animal that's fit for the Mizbeach, which is exactly what we're thinking and regarding this animal that we find between Jerusalem and Migdal Eder, there's a prohibition to be mechalit when it's an unblemished animal. Like the Pasuk says, im bebeheima hatzmei, if by there's a non-kosher animal, upod the be'erkecha, and that you'll redeem it in its value. The Gemara Menachos tells us that that's told about only bebali mumen. You could only redeem it, and permissibly so, when it's a blemished animal which it can't be sacrificed on the Mizbeach anymore, which the Gemara discusses, what's if it's a mum oiver, can you even do that if it's a passing type of a blemish? So therefore, this person that is coming to consult and he wants to take liability for the value of this animal that he finds, what? Ask Rabbi Yechanan on Rabbi Yechanan's interpretation. What? We're going to tell him to get up and sin deliberately to be mechalat so that he could fix this animal, meaning this animal is supposed to be a carbon. So he's concerned. He's like, what's going to be with this animal? It was supposed to be a certain carbon. So he says, I'll take responsibility for it. How are you taking responsibility? He said, you for sure can't bring the animal itself as a carbon. You don't know if it's oil or if it's shlamim. So he said, no problem. I'll go ahead and I'll sell it. The animal will then become a chulin. So now that animal is taken care of. And also what it was earmarked for, we're not sure, oil or shlamim. Let's say it was a male, I'll bring an oil and a shlamim. The problem is, that's a sin. Be mechal, an unblemished animal, because it was blemished, okay, then it doesn't make a difference anyway. But it's an unblemished animal. It could be brought as a carbon. You want to rectify it, but you're committing a sin in rectification. How can you say that that's what the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim is proposing a person does? So Elam Rabbi Yechanan. Rather, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan's interpretation. And he says that when the Mishnah says over there, if you find the animal as a male, you bring it as an Ayla, not the animal itself do you bring, as Rabbi Yechanan agreed, and not even the value of that animal do you bring as a carbon, which, when it's still unblemished, which was Rabbi's interpretation. Rather, mamtin la'atcha tumim. He actually says, Rabbi Yechanan, there's another step that Rabbi Yechanan missed. You have to wait till it develops a permanent blemish, which then it's permitted to be mechalit. And then the ma'aseh shtei behemoth. Then you bring two animals, one for an oila, one for a shlamim, umasna, and then he makes the stipulation and says, if this animal was supposed to be carbon oila, then let this oila take its place, and then the other one I'm bringing should be a shlamim nedava, which is a donated one, and if it was really supposed to be a shlamim, let this one be a shlamim in place of it, and let the other one be an oila in place of it. So, similar to Rabbi Yishai, but one more step, he says, you can't say that you're doing this when it's unblemished. You got to wait till it develops a blemish, and then you're allowed to be mechalad, and then you do the procedure that Rabbi Yishai had proposed. So now that we introduced that Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, again, as we brought it in because of its relevancy to the Machlokes Rav Meir and Behuda in our Mishnah regarding Hekdesh b'Mechol b'Mezid or b'Shoigig, so now the Gemara explains that Mishnah Masechet Shkalim. Amamah, the Tana of the Mishnah said that Scharim Oilois. If you find this animal that it's a male, so you bring it as a carbon oil. So again, as we explained, you don't bring it itself, and rather you bring the value of it, whether when it's Tamim, as Rabbi Yishai, or when it's a Balmom, like Rabbi Yechanan said. But ask the Gemara, Dilma Toidehi. So again, we explained it doesn't mean just an oila. We said you got to bring an oila and a shlam. Whereas when it's female, it's not an oila for sure. So then we said you bring it as a shlam. But ask the Gemara, maybe it's a carbon toida. In other words, how is it enough to bring only two animals from this, two karbanas from this animal that you find when it's a male, which was an oila and shlamim, but there's a third category. It could be a carbon toida, which is a Thanksgiving offering, which has different halachas than just an oila or a shlam. Maybe it's a carbon toida. So the Gemara says, you're right, the mice is not my toida. You're right. You make a stipulation and you actually bring three different karbanas, oila, shlamim, and a carbon toida. So the Gemara says, but v'boy lechem. A carbon toida needs 40 different breads that are brought with it. So the Gemara says, the mice is not my lechem. You're right, although this is not mentioned explicitly, but not only you bring it as an oila, it's just saying an oila because in the cave it doesn't, but it's actually oila, shlam, and toida, and its breads. So the Gemara continues asking, but v'dilma ashamu, there are other categories of karbanas out there. Maybe it's a carbon ashem, which is brought as a male. And you cannot say, as the Gemara had answered up until now, like with the Taida, oh, that we also brought an ashem, because actually a carbon ashem cannot be brought as an adava. The Taida, you could, it's like a shlamim, so you could bring it in goodwill, even if it's not a Taida. But an ashem, you can't. So maybe it's an ashem. What are you going to do then? So the Gemara says, ashem ben shtei shanim. A carbon ashem is an animal that's 2 years old, which is by Hashem Gezeles, Hashem Me'ilais, Hashem Shivcha Charufa, by all those different types of sins, there's a carbon aisle that has a ram that has to be brought, and that's when it's 2 years old. Now, however, but the case of Amrish Masech Lishkalim is Vishtakech Ben Shana, is when the animal that was found was a 1 year old, and therefore you don't doubt it regarding being an Ashram, because an Ashram is only when it's 2 years old, and not when it's 1 year old. So the Gemara asks, however, Vidilma Asham Metzairuhu, maybe it's the carbon Ashram that a Metzairuhu brings, or maybe Asham Nazar, maybe it's a carbon Asham that a Nazar brings, which there actually the Pasuk says that you bring a Keves, which is when it's 1 year old. So maybe it is a carbon Asham specifically of Mitzar or Nazar. So the Gemara leishchichi, a mitzayra and a nazar are not things that are so common like the other types of ashamas, and therefore, if it is going to be 1 year old, we don't have to suspect that maybe it's the unlikely cases of asham mitzayr and asham nazar, and therefore, again, we're still clear by bringing from this 1 year old animal just an oila, a shlamim, and taida and its breads. But the Gemara continues asking, okay, from Bedilma Pesachu, maybe it's a carbon Pesach. So the Gemara says no, because Pesach bezmanoi, the carbon Pesach in its time, meaning as long as it's still fit to bring it as a carbon Pesach, mizuz zehiri be. People are very careful about the carbon Pesach. Now, b'shalei bezmanoi, and not in its time, meaning when already the time of Yudal Nisan already passed by, then shlamahu, then actually it becomes a shlamim, and he's bringing a carbon shlam anyway, meaning the actual halacha of the carbon Pesach is brought then as a carbon shlam, and you're already bringing oyle shlam and taida, so it's okay even if it was a Pesach. So the Gemara continues asking, maybe it's a firstborn animal, or maybe it's the 10th animal, the tithe of the animals, and maybe it's those karbanas. So the Gemara says, okay, lamai hilchasa. And this is the Gemara's answer. For what halacha would it make any relevancy anyways, even if you would doubt it to be maybe a firstborn animal, which is a karban, or meiser, which is a karban? It would only be lemechlinu bimumen. It would be as a stringency that you have to eat it in its blemished status. In other words, when you have an animal that's maybe a bechor or maybe a carbon meiser, so actually there is no halacha of having to give it to the kayin to bring it to Yerushalayim. You can eat it in its blemished status by the owners. They could eat it. Now, moreover, is actually because there's no halacha's opinion, you cannot redeem it. You can't go ahead and say, okay, so then we'll deconsecrate into something else. There's not halacha opinion on meiser and bechor. So says the Gemara, Hachinami, here also, when, as we said, that what we're doing with this animal is, the one that we're finding is that we wait till it develops a blemish, and then we redeem it, b'mumun misachli. It's going to be eaten in its blemished status, because that's what ends up happening. We wait till it develops a blemish. Now, moreover, is that the halacha is, by Bechir and Meiser, that there's certain stringencies that, yes, you can eat it, but you're not allowed to sell it out in the marketplace. You can't go ahead and weigh it against something else. A certain honorable distinction you have to give for these karbanas by the Bukhar and Meiser, even though it could be eaten in its blemished status for the person himself. So says the Gemara, that's exactly what we do for this blemished animal. We wait again until it's blemished, and then it's eaten. We're going to eat it anyways, and the halachi status of Bukhar and Meiser, so it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's a Bukhar and Meiser, we don't deconsecrate it like we're doing, but maybe it's Oilo or Shlom or Taida, where that is the halacha that applies to it. By Bechir Meiser, if it develops a blemish, you actually don't deconsecrate it. Rather, you eat it in its blemish status by the owner itself, and that's what we're going to do it, so therefore it doesn't make a difference, even if it was a Bechir Meiser. That explains if it was a male. Now, Amamar, the master said, and that's the second half of the halacha, said in the Mishnah Masechet Shkam, that if it's Nekevis, it was a female animal, then you bring it as Zivchei Shlam, you bring it as a Karban Shlam, and again, not as an Oila, because an Oila is only brought from a male, not a female. So the Gemara asks, as it asked by the male, Dilma Taidehi, maybe it's a carbon Taideh. Carbon Taideh can be brought both male or female. So the Gemara says, you're right, Demaisi Taideh is Tumat, that you also bring a carbon Taideh. But if Abin Lachem, you need its breads. So the Gemara says, Demaisi Nami Lachem, that it's also the breads are brought from it. So the Gemara says, Dilma Chatasi. Now Chatas is a female, in contrast to an Asham, so maybe it's a carbon Chatas. And again, as we said regarding the Asham, a carbon Chatas cannot be brought as a Nadava. So what do you do? If it is a Chatas, you got to be bringing Chatas, and you're not. And if it's not a chattas, you can't just be bringing a chattas. So the Gemara says, chattas ba shenasa. A karba chattas is when it's in its first year. As the pasuk says, mikra hey, nekevim in hatzayin kisba, and whenever it says kisba, the female sheep, it's in its first year. Now, but vishtakeach, the behema of the Mishnah Masechet Shkalim that was found, was Bashtei Shanim. It's talking about in its second year. So therefore there's no reason to doubt that it's a Karban Chatas, because the Chatas is when it's 1 year, and here it's 2 years. So the Gemara asks, but how do you know? Bedilma Chatas She'aver Shnasa. Maybe it is a Karban Chatas, yeah, but it was designated as when it was 1 year old. But then the year passed, it was lost, and now it's months later, and now it's in the second year, but really maybe it's a Karban Chatas. So the Gemara says, Leishchich, it's not common that it would happen that a person would let the time span of the Karban Chatas, which is supposed to be run in the first year, pass, and therefore we don't have to suspect that it's a Karban Chatas. So the Gemara says, fine. That's the case of the Mishnah, which, again, as you explained, we don't have to be concerned that it's a Karban Chatas, because Chatas is in its first year, and here we're talking about that it's in the second year, meaning the animal that was found was a two-year-old. On that, the Gemara asks, however, Ishtakeach Bashnasamai, but what would be the halacha if, let's say, the animal that was found was in its first year, which again, and then therefore you would have to suspect that maybe it's a Karban Chatas, what would you do then? because you cannot bring it as a karmel chatas, because maybe it's not. And if it is, and you're not bringing, so then you're not taking care of the animal. So what do you do? Now, as Tais explains, but why didn't the Gemara ask the same question regarding when you find a male, regarding the Asham, that so we said that the Asham is only when it's 2 years old, and here's Tumat, when you find the male that's 1 year old, why didn't the Gemara ask the same question over there, but what do you do if you find the animal that's male in its second year? So it says Taisis, because there the Gemara could have just easily answered that, okay, fine, you just wait till it develops a blemish, and because the halacha is, we never have a karmachatas that has to die, by an Ashram, the halacha is that it's roya, goes out to pasture and develops a blemish, and then the money goes for the kaitza mizbeach, it's used for when the mizbeach is sitting idle. But by karmachatas, where there's nothing to do about it, because it doesn't help to develop a blemish, actually the halacha is that if it's a karmachatas that cannot be used, it has to actually die. So that's why the Gemara is asking about the karmachatas, what are you going to do? Because here it wouldn't help when it develops a blemish like the carbon asham. So the Gemara asks, what do you do if, let's say, the animal that's found is 1 year old, we don't know what to do. Maybe it's a karmachatas, maybe it's not. If it is karmachatas, it has to be brought, but the problem is, if it's not, and then you bring it, you're not allowed to, because you can't bring a karmachatas in the dava. So the Gemara answers, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that answers this question. Chananya ben Chachino Eimer, he says, Eiz bash nosa lachatas. You're right, if it's a goat in its first year that was found, it's brought as a karmachatas. Now, this actual terminology is the wording of a pasuk in Bamidbar Tezvav, which says, Eiz bash nosa lachatas, which is just being used as a mnemonic to remember the halacha, which means to say that if you find it in its first year, you bring it as a karmachatas. Which the Gemara asks on, lachatas ol gadaita, can you entertain that you actually bring, if you find this animal in its first year, as a karmachatas? But maybe it's not karmachatas, and therefore how can you bring it? Because as we said before, you cannot make stipulations regarding it, because the karmachatas, like the ashram, cannot be brought as an adava. So Elam Abai, rather Abai explains what Chananya ben Chachinoi mean. He means kechatas. In other words, it has the same halachic status like a karmachatas, which is not fit to be brought as a karban. For example, as there's the five classic karbanis of chatas, which when the owner dies, or certain different halachas that the animal dies, as the Gemara in Masechtas Tamur Daf Tazayin and Alpha explains, which is the halacha is, and that's what we're going to say over here, because it's also the same thing. When you have a karmachatas that you cannot bring, because you don't know, it might be a chatas, but it might not be. So, kaintza lekipa, which Rashi says either it's not necessarily that you have to put it into a cell, or actually says maybe that they had cells which were prepared for these types of animals, which were kamachatas, that couldn't be brought, and therefore, v'himesa me'aleha, you just leave it there and you don't feed it, and it dies by itself. That's the only thing we could do for kamachatas, where that's the halacha is, that by a kamachatas, like those five chameshas, chatois hameshas, when you can't do anything with it anymore, which is also over here, it might be chatas, might not be, so we can't sacrifice those kamachatas, we put it, and we leave it, and we let it die, again, because you're right. The Mishnah that was talking about when it's in the keva, we're not doubting that it's a chatas because it's in its second year and chatas is only in its first year. But if it was in its first year, it could be a chatas. So then it has the halacha of the chatois, hamesis, where we just have to let it sit there and die.